welcome exceptional women to the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women, your go-to spot to receive the real about being a boss. I am your host, Dr. Michelle S. Thomas, multiple minority business owner and proud founder CEO of the Exceptional Woman Enterprise. Each episode will give you valuable insights on building the confidence you need to succeed. Sit back, relax, and let's learn to be loud and proud about what we bring to this world of business. 3, 2, 1, yeah! Welcome back, everybody, to Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women. Today, we're going to talk about the economic cycle, or better known as the business cycle. Over the past couple of episodes, you guys have heard me kind of discuss it. And so from the feedback that I got, a lot of you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't have to be an economist or study this in school, but it is important for you to really have an overview of how the business cycle works and the periods or the cycles that you're in as a business owner so that you can be better prepared for what's coming down the line. So the first thing that I want you to know that the business cycle, it is a definition that refers to the periods of expansion and contraction. So those are two words we're going to dive deeper into, but that's the actual definition of what a business cycle is. It refers to the economic fluctuations between periods of expansion and contractions. And these things are navigated or evaluated by a lot of factors. Excuse me. Some of the factors that comes into, well, one of the biggest factors that comes into a business cycle is what happens with the GDP or the gross domestic product. It is the gross domestic product is what the measurable of the consumer products is out there and how they measure the supply and demand. So we'll talk about that later on in the podcast. But it takes into account employment, unemployment, it takes into account consumer spending, and all of these things come into play so that the economists can talk to us or better help the governments around the globe navigate what is happening within the economic cycle. You as a business owner, why is this important to you? I learned a long time ago within business, what really set my businesses apart from a lot of businesses was that I did understand what these cycles were. So as a business owner and a business entity, I learned the art of watching what was happening with the stock, what was happening in the economy, what was happening with the GDP, and what was happening with interest rates. I follow those things because it helps me navigate, especially my product-based businesses. It helps us better prepare for what's coming down the line. So you as a small business owner, whether you're in products or services, this is important and key for you to kind of get to the point that you at least can recognize the shifts in the economy and navigate what is applicable to your business and your industry. So let's get into some of these words, these definitions that people throw out there. So expansion. Expansion is the description that when the economy is in rapid growth, that means that interest rates are low and the production of products and services are increased. Why does this happen? It's because unemployment is lower. People have more expendable or disposable cash. So they are doing more vacations. They are taking more courses. They are spending money on luxury items that they normally would not spend on because they don't have a fear of the lack of money. So when the economy is in an expansion stage, then what you see is there's a lot more output of new products, new services, corporate profits and growth. People get raises during these times. The unemployment rates are really, really low. The flow of money in the economy is not only healthy, but it's showing stability. That's your key. It's not about whether it is growing good right now. It's how stable and how long of a period are we going to be in this expansion period. As a business owner, this is your sweet spot. This is your spot that you're monitoring. Not really the entrance of the expansion period or the exit of the expansion period, but really when the economy is in a very stable environment, because this helps you better understand and make decisions about your own products and services and what to do with them. For example, if you are a distributor of products, and so your inventory, and when you're in this expansive period or the expansion period, you want to make sure that you have plenty inventory. So it's safe for you to stock up on more inventory items and spend that money, because the chances of consumers coming in and removing that inventory from your stock and from your warehouse is very good. The likelihood of people shopping more is good. So retailers stock up on their most famous or their fastest moving items. They buy extra stock so that they don't run out during this time. If you are in the entertainment business, then you see more shows and more offers to go to places like casinos or take cruises or go on these long excursions. Travel agents love these periods because they know that consumers are more likely to spend money on these more elaborate trips, spend more money on these luxury items. Auto dealers watch this time, because that's when they know that they need to do more increase in the amount of cars that are in demand at that time. So the lots are full. So they're making sure that the consumers have all of the customizable items and things that they want. Real estate watches this, because that means that consumers and families or single people, people are more apt to go and buy these homes because they have that. So these are things that you want to be able to look at during this expansive time. This is the time that you hire. You bring in more staff because you're going to have more demand. This is the time that you sustain or you test out maybe some new products, or you test out some new services, because consumers are more apt to try something new during this expansion period. The peak is the cycle where it hits its maximum, and that's the peak. That's the portion that I'm telling you that's your sweet spot. This is where the prices and the indicators are really stabilized. But here's the key. The reason that they call it a peak is it's a very short period. If you are in the stock market, people who deal in the stocks really look at this peak period, because this tells them when we reach a peak of the expansion period, that means that we are about to enter into a new cycle, which is a downturn of the economy. So during this peak, if you have stocks or you have investments out there, this is the time that you make the decision on whether you really hold on to that or you sell this off at its peak and make the most money that you possibly can. So For business owners, the peak is the time that you begin to proactively prepare for the next stage of the economic turn or the economic of the business cycle. So now you evaluate your budget. You evaluate the spending. You actually do a hard inventory of the items that you actually have in stock, and you begin to see what's really moving, what's not moving, and you begin to free up your shelves of items that aren't moving. This is the time that you do your really massive sales. Like, look at retailers, and there are times that the retailers have these really big sales. Amazon has Prime Week, right? Well, Prime Week is a strategic thing for Amazon. They're just not doing Prime Week because they want to do something for the Prime members. They want to make sure that these members continue to maintain their memberships. So they offer a week where, as a Prime member, you can get these really, really good deals. Now, what does it do for the other consumer that's not a Prime member? Because they see the commercials, they see the marketing, they see the prices out there. Amazon all across the page. When you log into Amazon.com, the first thing that is going to pop up there is going to say Prime Week is coming and this week. Prime Week is coming this week. Why do they do that? To encourage new people to sign up for the Prime memberships. Now, we've all done this. How many people have signed up for the Prime membership just for Prime Week and then you decided that you was going to cancel that membership afterwards? And we think that that's something that bothers Amazon. They prepared for that. It doesn't bother them because during that time, there's a huge influx for them of money that's coming in that they can strategically place and hold for when people aren't buying as much. Take the same example. If you want to annually let your customers know that during this specific week, this is your week for your sales, or this is your enrollment period week. Colleges do it all the time. So everybody has an enrollment period in those. And so when enrollment times are coming up, you see more commercials where colleges are telling you why you need to come to my university over this university and what we offer and online universities and all these things that you may not see these advertisements throughout the year. There are some universities that have that kind of budget that they do market throughout the year, but you really see an influx of this marketing plan during the time that it's time for enrollments and open enrollments. So during the peak is when you want to, as a business owner, really sit down and evaluate where you are in your business, what's moving, what's not moving, your staffing, all of the money that you're spending, because you are smart enough to know that once the peak ends, that you're going to be entering into a new economic cycle or business cycle, which is called contraction. Contraction is the phase of the economic or business cycle when growth begins to slow down, when unemployment starts to creep up, when prices, you're no longer able to raise your prices because people aren't spending that money the way that they should. So think of the word contract means to shrink. And so the market, the economy out there is shrinking. Well, if you know the economic cycles, then during the peak of the expansion cycle, when you had the most influx of the money coming in, you are now prepared for the slowdown because you have money that is stored to the side to prepare for continuing to pay your bills, to continuing to pay your employees, continuing to pay your vendors, even though your sales aren't as strong as they have been. So this is where you are looking at the period of the markets are becoming oversaturated with those very products and services that people, businesses stocked up on during the expansion time. So now they have to do something with this, right? They have a whole lot of inventory. They were sitting pretty. Things were moving. Things were selling. And so now during this contraction period, you will notice that people are trying to unload their inventory. These are times that car dealerships start putting out these really, really good offers on these cars and these vehicles. This is during the time that, as I said, retailers will go and give you these big store-wide sale. You see these signs everywhere when companies that have these times out there that they're trying to lower the prices of what they sell so that they're not stuck with that inventory during the next phase and the final phase of the economic cycle or the business cycle, which is called the trough. The trough is when the economy is at its lowest point. It is the point where supply and demand are hitting the lowest level right before we go back into the cycle. This is where people are very cautious about spending any money. This is the recessive period or the recession period that you hear economists speak of. This is a cycle that we're in right now. So the consumer doesn't have access to a lot of disposable cash or excess cash. And so they stop spending on things that they feel like or they deem as outside of the necessity. There are some industries that really aren't really hit hard or directly negatively impacted by business cycles. And those are the businesses that offer consumers what they consider as the necessities, right? And so consumers are more busy out there trying to save their money for those necessities for survival. And that pulls them away from shopping at retailers, taking those courses, spending money with your services, hiring people to come in and consult them, those coaching things. And so when you're in this service-oriented industry and that's what you offer, this is the time that, well, this is not the time. During the peak time is when you should have been planning on those recovery services and products that you can offer that during the trough time are priced appropriately that people and consumers aren't afraid to at least buy it. So if you are a coach and you're out there with coaching packages, then maybe that means that instead of doing individual coaching, that you are now focusing more on doing group coaching, so that you still receive the money that you need in order for you to survive, but the cost that you're passing on to the consumer is lower, is less. So now you're having to shift your coaching from the one-on-one into more group coaching. If you are a consultant, then you need to, during the peak time, begin to evaluate those companies that have that money to pay for consultants, that target audience that still will continue to see the value in bringing consultants into their businesses or into their personal life so that you can prepare for the trough. Marketing during a trough period, sales during a trough period, products and services during a trough period have to look different for your consumer. That is the key. If you're doing the same marketing that you've done when you were in the expansion period that you are still putting out there during the contraction and the trough period, you're going to turn your consumers off because they're going to assume that you don't understand the space that they're in. So you have to make sure that you are even navigating or constructing your marketing and advertising to better reflect the position that the consumer's in. Show them that you are aware of what's happening out there. The worst thing to do as a business owner is to walk with the blinders on and act like your consumers and your clients aren't struggling. They are. So be responsive to that. be respectful of that. They will respect you more that you are openly letting them know that you care enough about them that you're going to adjust your prices, adjust your offers, maybe cut back on some of the products that you have, but let them know that it is for them. Because you are in the service of making sure that your consumers and your clients are comfortable with you. So when this trough period happens, this is your time to really, in yourself, in your own business, what they say, pull the purse strings. So that's where you evaluate all of that extra employment, employees that you brought in during expansion time. What does that mean for them? If you're not selling, if you're not bringing revenue in, can you still sustain the same amount of employees that you did during the time that business was thriving? Absolutely not. Does that mean you have to let everyone go? No. But that means that when money was coming in, I go back to your expansion and your peak period. During that peak period, when money was flowing and money is coming in, A, you have put set money aside to be able to sustain your payroll for all year. If you're not, or if you did not do that, or if you're coming into this podcast in the middle of this trough period and you haven't prepared for that, it's okay. It's okay. Here's what you do. You now evaluate your essential employees. What do you need? Who do you need? And ladies, let me be the first to caution you. In business, if you are in the mindset that you can do it all, please work on that. Because in real business, you are not going to be able to handle everything. In real business, it is not smart for you to be the everything of your business because you're going to miss something. Things are going to fall through the cracks. You're not going to be able to give your attention to the things that only you as the owner can focus in on because you're spending so much time doing the small things to keep the business going. So maybe that means that you now shift your paid employees into a more contractual standpoint. They become contractors, subcontractors. You hire temps instead of full-time employees. Down to becoming part-time folks. But here's the thing. The same process with your consumers that you go through with that line of open dialogue and open communication, you do the same thing with your team, with your employees. And I'm sorry, you probably hear a lot of movement back here in the back. I am moving spaces as I'm recording, so apologize for that. But again, transparency. So you want to have that meeting with the employees that you have or the team that you have. But here's the other thing that you can do as a small business owner. Maybe you get with several other small business owners and you guys come up with a co-op service that can help share or supplement the missing income that one person no longer is receiving from you, but you and another business owner co-share that person, and they still, as an employee, they're still receiving the funds that they need, but you as a business owner aren't the only person paying for that. This goes back to when we talked about last season about not being afraid to actually sit with who you view as your competitors, or you sit with other business owners, or put yourself in networks or spaces where you can begin to build that trust. Because what you don't want to do to your employee, the person that you value the most, is position them with another business owner that isn't on the same level as you, or isn't as ethical as your business, or position them with someone that they're set up to fail because they have trust in you. Your goal is to keep that person in a financial stability so that when you get back to the good times and things are selling the way that they need to, then you can bring that person right back into the operations full time and you don't miss a beat. And sometimes with us as small business owners, we don't really have these thought processes and resources out there for us to consider. There's ways that you can navigate the trough period of your business cycle that you don't have to lose everything. Keep tuning in to Trailblazers so that we can continue to talk about other solutions that aren't navigated or discussed or openly discussed with most popular platforms to be able to help you better position yourself during this business cycle. And again, the reason that it is called a cycle is through the trough period. Again, economists measure where the economy is even during the trough. Every cycle, someone is measuring where we are. And so through that trough comes the entrance of expansion again. Why do you need to know as a business owner when the expansion period is coming around? Because now it helps you to build that inventory back up. It helps you to better position your products or services for when people are now out there spending more money. But remember, during that peak time, that is the time that you make a lot of decisions. Money may be coming in and money may be flowing. And a lot of us make this mistake. We enjoy the fact that we're making a lot of money, but we don't prepare for the cycle. So that's why it was important for me to really drill down and let you know when I'm always talking about this economic cycle or this business cycle to really explain to you what it looks like. What does that look like and how do you measure that? So throughout our next episodes, we're going to discuss the indicators that, economists use, business owners, big business owners use so that they can better position themselves during the cycle to be ahead of the cycle. So that's my time for today. I want everyone to take this information, apply it to your business as much as possible. But if you're not able to understand or you need some more information, connect with us in the Exceptional Woman Network so that we can better help you to navigate through these processes and these procedures so that you can become the business owner that you know that you are, become the trailblazer that you should be and that you're positioned to be within your industry, and outshine any competitors that are out there. Be the boss that you're supposed to be. As always, I wish everyone a great day. I want everyone to be out there to be safe. I need you to find happiness, but most of all, be you. I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Trailblazers Business Podcast for Women. Until next time, remember, be inspirational, be legendary, but most of all, be exceptionally you.